This is WKAR Online. Reworking Michigan examines our evolving economy as citizens of the Great Lakes State explore new ways to make a living and build a future for their families. This week from Reworking Michigan, our Monday report looks at a program that helps Lansing high schoolers get ready for successful college careers and the jobs that follow. WKAR's Scott Pohl reports on the U.S. Department of Education's Upward Bound program. Michigan State University has run an Upward Bound program with local schools since 1966. This school year, they're trying something new.
The federally funded Upward Bound program targets students from families where neither parent earned a college degree. The goal is to prepare them for college admission and to graduate once they get there. MSU's Upward Bound program has helped thousands of kids from Lansing's public high schools. In the past, students were chosen for a summer program late in their freshman year. This year, students will get an earlier start. Director Glenda Hammond says with sessions starting in January, these students will be better prepared for 6 weeks of on-campus counseling and academic development next summer. Along with morning classes, she says the afternoons are devoted to field trips and activities like sailing and archery.
We do those kinds of things, and then we have work study for our senior students. So they actually job shadow a professional on campus, and they get that experience in a field that they think they want to go into.
Because of the January start, the deadline to apply for the next set of Lansing's Upward Bound students is today. Requirements of the program also include parental involvement and time devoted to learning about the financial realities of going to college, such as loans, grants, and scholarships. Aaron Tucker went through Upward Bound as a student at Sexton High. It helped him earn a bachelor's degree in communications from MSU. Now 26, he's an academic advisor at Michigan State. I asked him if college was on his radar as a high school freshman.
Yes and no. Yes, because it was more than my mother and father achieved. No, because I didn't think I could do it. Within a year being in the program, I realized that that was something that I could achieve. And those around me were definitely going to help me achieve that.
Tucker says he now shares the time management skills he learned in Upward Bound with the MSU students he counsels. Pierre Balthazar is a counselor at Eastern High. He finds success stories like Tucker's to be gratifying.
It is very exciting. This is all it's all about. It is probably the biggest moment of the teacher, or the counselor, or the educator when they see somebody who might not ever make it come back and say thank you because you have helped me to see the light.
Upward Bound is not only free, but students are paid a stipend of $5 for attending sessions during the school year and $10 during the summer. Director Glenda Hammond doesn't think the money is why they show up.
They have to have 80% attendance. They have to turn in time management forms. They have to turn in progress checks. We have counseling. We have college mentors. So there's a lot required for that little $5. I believe that they come out for a lot more than the $5 incentive.
About 30 students from Sexton, Eastern, and Everett High Schools are expected to be in the next group of MSU's Upward Bound program, all hoping to become the first member of their family to get a college degree. There will be a waiting list to replace any who falter along the way. Those who stick with it, like MSU counselor Aaron Tucker, almost certainly have a better shot at good jobs than their peers who never go to college. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Scott Pohl.